University of Colorado.
Today on See You on the Air, we're talking with University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy. Mark, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
CU's campuses are approaching the end of the semester, and I would say it's been an eventful last third of the semester. Tell us a little bit about your assessment of how the university reacted to COVID-19.
Well, we really led in going to remote teaching, remote work, and we're very focused on the safety and security of our faculty, staff, and students, but we're equally focused on delivering on our educational mission. So I very much appreciate all the hard work and innovation that our faculty, that our staff, so many expended a tremendous effort to finish out the semester in a way that students still could graduate, that they still got their credit hours, that they still able to move on to the next phase of their education.
And there are a lot of ripple effects that come out from COVID-19, and one of them certainly is the university's budget, and this Colorado state budget is being crafted, has to be passed by June 30th, and of course we're looking for federal stimulus money. What can you tell us about the budget and what do you expect?
Well, COVID-19 is going to really have a very significant impact, not just on CU's budget and the state's budget, but really every other enterprise of higher education and most enterprises in this nation. It has an effect in that rebating room and board, investing more to be able to deliver things online, having those workers, student workers that couldn't work, continuing to pay them through the semester. And as we look into the fall, it'll make a huge difference as to the degree to which we're able to come back on campus. So those are significant. We've been working hard with our federal delegation and looking for the type of support that can get us through this moment. We're pleased that the CARES Act is going to provide some relief, but at this point, it's only a very small slice of the cost we're incurring, and some of the flexibility that's been granted to the states really don't allow them to help in the way we would like to see that happen. So federal engagement continues to be a very significant focus of ours. The state, understandably, has put off their budgeting. So they're going to be giving us more of an indication as to both what we might get from the state as well as how the federal funds would flow through in mid-May. We're keenly focused on that, working closely with our partners in the legislature and the governor with the best hopes, but understanding that when that moment comes, we're going to need to look at what types of adjustments we're going to need to make with a keen eye on preserving our ability to deliver our missions, that it's a shared effort across the campuses, and continuing to focus on what we need to do for the future.
And you have gathered the leaders of other Colorado higher education institutions, public and private. What is the importance of having a collective voice working with federal and state officials?
It makes a huge difference. Having been on the other side of that conversation, I know that if you have a unified front where everybody's together with a key focus and a unified focus, you're much more likely to respond to that than if there's divisions within any group. And higher ed has been unified. I'm very pleased with the way that all of the universities, public and private in the state, have come and responded to the call of delivering a unified message to our delegation. I'm also very pleased that our delegation has been very responsive on a very strong bipartisan basis. Senator Gardner and Bennett came together on a letter to the Treasury Department looking for the kind of flexibility we think we need. We think the state needs to respond to the crisis. That's just one example. But really, all of our delegation has been very responsive. We just had the Representative DeGette, who reached out to Representative Upton from Michigan to have a bipartisan letter, was the key letter on research in the nation, something that we reached out to her and we're very pleased that she responded in this way. So up and down across the state for the higher ed and with our delegation have been great partners. We have a longer road to go, but we're hoping that we can get there, and this will make a difference in terms of our ability to respond to this very significant impact of coronavirus on CU.
And we know that CU's campuses will continue remote teaching and learning through the summer, but the big question on everyone's mind is, will the campuses open in the fall? And if so, what would you expect the educational experience to look like?
We are focused to the greatest extent possible on being back on campus this fall to the greatest extent we can. That's likely to be a mix of some on campus in classroom teaching with some hybrid teaching, with maybe some online teaching mixed in there. But as I look across higher ed across the country and I'm accumulating a list of those universities that are saying their intent is to be back in fall, that list is longer than the other list that I'm keeping, which is we hope to be, we're leaning towards being back in fall, or we're looking at a number of options. We'll make a decision somewhere between mid-May and early January. So I think you're going to get more clarity on this in the weeks ahead. It's still not the time when we need to make a definitive decision, but each campus has working groups figuring out how can we be on campus teaching? What does that mean for dorms? What does it mean for building access? What does that mean for the size of classes that you can do? How do we protect those vulnerable populations? It also addresses research. How can we get our research enterprise back up and running? Do we need to be staggered in coming to the bench? Do we need to have cleansing in between when we have people in the morning shift and the afternoon shift? Do we need to make sure that there's protocols in terms of how much spreading around they do within a lab and as opposed to staying in their space? We're working on training for each of these areas where we need to make sure that people have gone through a training and the necessary protocols we need to enact in order to do the balance between safety, security, health, and continuing on with the missions to teach, to discover, and to learn. And then also we're bringing together the campuses to share best practices. So each campus has working groups sorting through all the details, and we're bringing together all of the campuses to collaborate and share best practices, their ideas, and make sure that we're benefiting from each other's insights.
So you talked about the importance of collaboration and coordination among CU's four campuses and how important that is from the top of the organization all the way throughout. Have you been pleased with that result?
I've been very pleased. And, you know, a key part of our ability to get through this very significant challenge and come out the other side in a way that we can be a meaningful contributor to the future of our students in our state is to make sure that we have the regents, the system, and the campuses aligned. And our tempo of communications and conversation with each of those has been accelerating. We used to have regent meetings every other month. Now we have them every other week. We used to meet with the chancellors once a month. Now we're meeting with them and the executive team oftentimes twice a week. Same with the executive team, doubling it. At a time like this, you need more collaboration, more communication, and whether it be these meetings I talked about or the tempo communication that the campuses and we have been trying to get out there have been purposely accelerated. At a time like this, there's so many questions. We're trying to answer them as quickly as we can. And I've been keeping a daily log of all the communications we're doing every day. It's relatively significant. We know that's important. This podcast is just an example of how we're trying to reach out and address the questions that people have.
University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy, thank you for joining us and best of luck with your efforts.
Good to be with you, Ken. And again, thank you to the faculty, to the staff that have done a phenomenal job of delivering on our mission, that are working hard to make sure we deliver on that mission to the greatest extent like normal in the future, and to the students that have accommodated a significant change in the latter part of their semester. We look forward together. We can get past COVID-19. Together, we can continue to prepare people for bright futures and prepare the state for a post-COVID-19 world.
The University of Colorado comprises four campuses, Boulder, Colorado Springs, Denver, and the CU Anschutz Medical Campus in Aurora. To learn more about CU, go to www.cu.edu. Thanks to our producer, Kathy Buten, and audio engineer, John Arnold. I'm Ken McConnellog, and we'll see you on the air next month.
University of Colorado.